you're too busy to set goals, or if you're unsure what the right goals are for you, or if you're just not clear on what's next for you in your business and your life, I've got the solution you've been looking for. Join my free 7-day course designed for athletic-minded men who want to maximize their potential in business and life. And I'm going to help you create a clear plan for achieving your biggest goals faster. So if you feel like you're driving with the parking brake on, if you feel like you're going 100 miles an hour all day long, but not really moving the needle in your life, get started with me today. Get instant access to this 7-day course where you and I will get to interact live with each other. Plus, you'll have access to a community of like-minded, high-performing, athletic-minded, competitive men looking to unlock their next level as well. Just visit jimharshawjr.com/free. That's jimharshawjr.com/free. Setting goals is easy. Staying on track is the hard part. In this episode, I'm going to share with you, number one, how to discover the right path for you. Number two, how to stay on the path. And number three, how to get back on the path whenever you fall off the path, which happens to everyone. So all of this is about consistency and discipline and focus so that you can achieve your goals and live the life that you want. Welcome to another episode of Success for the Athletic-Minded Man. Real talk on harnessing your athletic drive for clarity, consistency, and focus in business and life. This is your host, Jim Harshaw Jr., and today we're talking about the art of follow-through. How to stay consistent with your goals. I've done what I'm teaching you with hundreds of other guys in my coaching program over the past nearly decade. And by the end of this, you're going to know exactly what you need to do to determine the right path for you. What are the right goals? How do you stay on the path? And then how do you get back on the path whenever you fall off? Because it's inevitable. It happens to everybody. And the way I'm going to share this with you in the rest of this episode is by, number one, we're going to start off by talking just about some perspective. I want you to have some perspective about the challenges that you're going to run into and that everybody runs into. And even if it looks like other people are crushing it and locked in and consistent in every area of their life, I'm going to give you some perspective on that. And then number two, I'm going to share with you a few concepts on how to actually follow through. All right. Now, if you want to have a conversation about this with other listeners who are listening to this right now, just like you, go over to our free community. Join the free community. Go to jimharshawjr.com/free. There's also a 7 days to clarity course in there. It's all my best stuff. It is absolutely incredible. I put my best stuff in there. So you're going to get a lot of value just in that 7-day course, but that's accessible as soon as you join the community. So jimharshawjr.com/free. There's also an app. You can download it on your phone. Replace the social media that's on your phone. Move Twitter off your home screen. Put this on your home screen so you can participate in this community and actually have some valuable reason to open up your phone and scroll something that is actually useful and helpful for you. And of course, you can have an opportunity to have a conversation about this with me, to talk about coaching. Is it right for you? And how would this even fit into your life? And maybe it's not even the right fit. And that's the goal of that call, is to figure out if it's the right fit. I mean, even if it's not, there's some really valuable resources I can point you to. You just go to jimharshawjr.com/apply for that. And lastly, before we get into this, is I want you to think about how valuable this episode is for you and how valuable these other episodes have been for you. And these are, of course, free. And so here's the payment I'm asking you. Give this a share. Tell one friend. Just send a text message to one friend and say, hey, check out this podcast. I think you might like it. It's called Success for the Athletic-Minded Man, or you can tell them to just search Jim Harshaw on their favorite podcast app and they'll find me. All right, so let's get into the content for today. The art of following through, how to stay consistent with your goals. So I want to talk about, number one, perspective, and then number two, three concepts on how to follow through. So a little bit about perspective here. Follow through, as we know, is the crux, right? Like I said at the beginning, it's easy to set goals. Really, it's relatively easy. And I know some people struggle with that, but that's really the easy part. You're going to get thrown off the path as you start working towards following through. As I record this right now, it's towards the end of the NFL playoffs, and I just read something this morning that the Rams, they won at least their first playoff game so far, they actually lost to the Cardinals 41-10 earlier this season. 41-10, got absolutely dominated by a team that ended up not making the playoffs and having a losing season. They got dominated. And these are professionals. These are some of the people, they're the best in the world at what they do. And they're even the best in the, you know, among the best in the league because they made the playoffs and they won their first game, beat the Vikings, beat a good team first round. These are professionals. They go off the path. They struggle. They have losses. They have failures. They have setbacks. They make mistakes. And you will too. And this is part of the process. This is part of the plan, okay? We don't want that. We want to stay consistent. We want to stay locked in. We want to perform at our best. But what we can control is the process. And that's what I want to talk about today. And I think back to my wrestling career. And even when I was coaching wrestling at the collegiate level, I would always meet with each of my wrestlers at the beginning of the season. And we would talk about their goals. What are your goals for the year, et cetera? I would always ask, what are the setbacks that you might incur this year? What could go wrong on the path to achieving this goal? And they would tell me, well, I could get injured, or I could have a big test that day, the day of a big match, illness, I could get sick during the season, or my girlfriend could break up with me, or I could take a bad loss, whatever it is. There's all kinds of things that can set you off, you know, throw you off the path, you know, physically, but also mentally and emotionally and psychologically. So we have to be aware that these things are going to happen. They're going to come along. And whenever I would help them identify that during the season, and then if something would come up during the season, I would say, well, wait a second, didn't we already identify that this could happen? Like, let's not overreact here. Yes, you're injured. Hopefully you can heal from this and get back. So let's focus on the process. Let's do the rehab, show up early in the training room and do all your rehab, et cetera. Let's not try to come back too early. All of those things.
Quick interruption. If you like what you're hearing here and you want to learn how you can implement this into your life, just go to jimharshawjr.com/apply to see how you can get a free one-on-one coaching session with me. That's jimharshawjr.com/apply. Now back to the show.
I'm inspired by a friend of mine, Steve Hoback, who I interviewed back in episode 481 back in November. So if you go back to November 2024, you'll see an episode there. And I hesitate to tell you that he is a friend because, like, oh, this isn't some world-class performer. No, this guy is amazing. He's in his 60s, discovered running late in his life, late 50s, and he's now an ultra-marathoner. Absolutely inspiring guy. He's run Boston, qualified for Boston twice and run it twice. He's just an inspiring guy. But I've seen him go through multiple injuries. He had a really bad Achilles injury. He had a stress fracture. Actually, during the interview, he was still recovering from this stress fracture. And guess what? The guy's out there killing it now. Again, in his 60s, he's recovered. He went off the path. It was outside of his control, but he went off the path and he got back on the path. It was just amazing. And for you, it's going to be the same thing, types of things, you know, when in your life, in your career, in your personal life, professional life, you know, kids get sick, the economy goes in the tank, your car breaks down, the holidays, go on vacation and you kind of get thrown off the out of your routine and out of your rhythms and overeat and overdrink. You get in a fight with your wife, like whatever it might be, all kinds of things are going to be there to throw you off the path. So I want to give you, like I said, first perspective on that. So this kind of thing is going to happen. Now what? Like, how do we handle it? So I want to spend the rest of the episode talking about these three main topics, these three concepts to help you discover the right path for you, stay on the path, and then get back on the path whenever you fall off. All right. So I've covered the first thing that I wanted to cover, kind of introducing this idea, but the, you know, I talked about giving you some perspective on this. So now let's get into these three concepts I want to share with you here. So number one, knowing your path. First, you have to know your path. Like, what is the path for you anyway? What are the habits and routines? What are the right goals? All of this starts with stepping back. By the way, all this sort of step back is all given to you for free in that seven-day video course. There's a worksheet that accompanies this, but it's to identify your vision and your core values. Like, what are the things that I actually, like, where am I actually going? Why set this goal? So many people figure like they struggle because they're setting the right goals. They show up, you know, sign up for these calls with me and they come into our coaching program and they have goals, but they're wondering if they're the right goals. And if you find yourself being inconsistent and not resilient and lacking focus, and then you might not have the right goals, or there may be something else in this framework, in this process, in your systems that is not dialed in. And it all starts with, where am I going? What actually drives me? What do I want? It's not about setting your goal or you're knowing your path, like where you're going based upon, hey, what's parked in my neighbor's driveway or what I see on social media. It's got to be inherent to you. What does your DNA tell you that you want? And that takes a little bit of time to figure out. So to know your path, first you start with a vision and values, then you set your goals, then you have to identify what are the habits and routines and systems that I need to have in place. And this is actually the theme of my retreat that we're hosting in May. We're going to be talking about habits and routines and systems for success. But you have to identify what are the right ones for you that are going to help me stay on the path. What time do I have to get to bed? What time do I have to wake up? Who are the people I should be spending my time with? Who are the people I should be maybe avoiding and reducing the amount of time that I spend with? What are the books I should be reading? All of this should be in alignment with the vision, the values, and then the goals that you determine from the vision and values. I want you to think of this concept of sort of knowing, this first concept here I'm sharing of knowing your path. I want you to think about this in this way. Imagine you're on a hike and all of a sudden you don't know what happened, but you find yourself off the path. There's no path. You're out in the woods. You're looking around and you're like, gosh, how did I end up here? And this is what a lot of people do in life. They drift off the path. They drift. They're not intentional. They drift off the path. And they're like, man, I don't even know what the path is. I don't know where I'm supposed to be going. If you know the path, you can get back on it. You go, okay, there it is over there. I can go. I can walk back to it. I can get on the path. But if you don't know what your path is, you're just going to aim and roam and wander around, wasting time. The clock is ticking on your life and you're just going to feel like, you know, I'm hustling, I'm working hard here. I'm pushing through the branches and the brush and trailblazing. I'm working hard, but I don't know if I'm on the path. And maybe you find a path here. I don't even know if this is the right path. I don't know if this goes where I want it to go. You have to know that path. And like I said, you can use that free course to really hone in on what does that path look like for you. By the way, if you do join the free community, I have the goal setting work session, which I hosted live, which was amazing. You can get access to that for free if you bring another friend with you into the community. Why is it free if you bring another friend? Because it's better with a teammate. It's better accountability. It's better. You'll be more likely to follow through and actually do the 7-day course and take the goals, do the goal setting session if you have a friend in there. So join, tell a friend, DM me as soon as you get in there and I'll give you access to it. All right. It's going to be locked for you until you DM me and let me know who you brought with you. All right. So I said three things. Number one, know your path. Number two, how do you stay on the path? Like, how do you actually stay on the path long-term? Talked about the LA, you know, the Rams, you know, going off the path and losing a game, like that kind of stuff happens. What are the things you can do to do your best at staying on the path? And don't say, I gotta hold myself accountable. Because holding yourself accountable is not a thing. I hear people say, well, Jim, I just gotta hold myself accountable. No, you don't. If you could do that, you'd already be doing it. And holding yourself accountable is not really a thing. You can be disciplined, self-discipline, but accountability comes from someone else, comes externally, all right? So that could be an accountability partner, a friend. In the coaching program, this is sort of built into it, having an accountability partner, but you have to have that external accountability. It can be an accountability partner, it can be a coach, it can be a mentor, it can be a group. You know, if you think like a team in sport, there's accountability built in there. If you remember, just to use another NFL analogy or story example here, there was a story several years ago of a guy named Ray Rice, played for the Ravens, and there's this video that came out of him physically assaulting his then fiance, and there was this backlash from his team. His team, of course, you know, the Ravens released him and there was all kinds of backlash in the media, but his team actually held him to a higher standard. There was backlash within the team. You kind of read these stories of the backlash. Like, there's a standard. Like, when you're in a group, there's a standard of expectation. There's accountability there. And if you don't have that, and listen, men don't have that in the world. By default, we typically don't have that. It's just, especially in the day and age that we live in now, right? We have so much technology, you can work from home, and there's so much given to us that allows us to be so independent that we've lost so much accountability. And because of that, execution, commitment, consistency, discipline, focus has all suffered. And, you know, not only do we have technology that can help us sort of execute, but also technology that will distract us. And so we need the group. We need the standard, the accountability that comes with being part of a group. So I gave a TEDx talk titled Why I Teach My Children to Fail. If you just go to YouTube and type Jim Harshaw TED Talk, you'll find it. 7 minutes. Got a lot of great feedback on it over the years. And I think you'll enjoy it if you're a listener of the show here. But how did that come about? Well, it actually came about because of a failure. I did a really bad job of speaking publicly once, and I said, this is a skill I need to learn. So I found some accountability. I found a group. I found a system. This was a framework to help me upskill and learn in this area. So I found Toastmasters. If you ever heard of Toastmasters, there's one in your town, I guarantee it, probably multiple. And I just signed up for Toastmasters and they met weekly. And my commitment was like, I don't have time to meet every single week. So I'm going to do it at least once a month. So for once a month, for like 6 months or 9 months, I would go to Toastmasters and you'd have to give a talk and, you know, it'd be very short, but you would get feedback, you know, anonymous feedback. It was a very supportive environment, but I got better. There was accountability there. There was a structure there. There are other people there, other people standing in front of an audience doing the really hard thing also. So there's accountability. This is what you need in your life. Here's another sort of the last point in terms of tactics for staying on the path. Just like in sport, there's a scoreboard. There's a win-loss record. You might be tracking your 40 speed or your bench press or whatever. Like, you have to track this. In business, it's called KPIs. It's called OKRs, right? KPIs, key performance indicators, OKRs, objectives and key results. Whatever you want to call those, you have to track these. You have to have a system and process for tracking. Otherwise, you're not going to stay on the path. So talking about the first two things, we talked about knowing your path. How do you do that? You have all the information you need on that and actionable item there to go to join the free community, get the 7-day course. And then number two is the tactics to stay on the path. And lastly, how do you get back in the saddle after you get thrown off? Because you will, right? How do you get back on the path? Well, first of all, you have to take the productive pause, right? You've heard me say this before. If you listened to any episodes, short period of focused reflection around specific questions that leads to clarity of action and peace of mind. So if you're working with a coach or if you do some journaling, you could answer the question, how do I get back on the path? What are the things that I need to do to get back on the path? And you're probably going to come up with some great ideas. If you don't do the pause, you're not going to, because you're just going to drift. You can be busy. You can be checking your phone, checking emails, running kids to sporting events and doing life, and you'll never get around to it. You might kind of work on it a little bit here and there, but you've got to do the productive pause if you really want to lock in and get back on the path. And here's how I coach people to do the hard reset that is often required to really get on the path. Four things, four ingredients here. Number one, this is for your hard reset. Okay, Jim, I'm off the path. It was the holidays, vacation. I just drifted off, whatever it was. I drifted off the path, whatever. No matter what, here's how you do it. Here's your hard reset. You're on your phone, you got the reset button, you know, you restart your phone. IT professionals will tell you, first thing you got to do is like, they, you know, you tell them like, my computer's broke or something's not working. They, did you restart? Did you do the reset? Well, this is your reset, all right? Here's your reset button. Four things. Number one, get a great night's sleep. Get to bed early, get a great night's sleep. Make sure the room's dark. Make sure it's quiet or white, no, whatever you got to do, right? Get a great night's sleep. Number two, wake up and exercise. Whatever exercise works for you. For me, it's hard work, like a hard workout, something really, not just like kind of a light go for a walk. It's like push myself, something hard, physically challenging, heart rates through the roof. Whatever works for you, you know, asterisk, consult your physician, but exercise. That's number two. Number three is hydrate. After that workout, hydrate well. All right. So good night's sleep, exercise, hydrate. Refuel well. And here's the last piece of this hard reset. Journal. Journal about what do I got to do to get back on the path, or meet with a coach if you have a coach or an accountability partner. Journal about what I got to do to get on the path. Those four things will be the hard reset that you need. All right. So we talked about some perspective on getting thrown off the path. It's normal. It's okay. Don't beat yourself up. Talked about the three things. Number one, know the path. What is the path that I want to be on? Number two, how do I stay on the path? Number three, how do I get back onto the path? There's a system. There's a framework for this. If you want to learn more about it, go to jimharsterjr.com/free and we'll have a conversation about this. I'm in the community every day as well as the other Pathfinder coaches, and you can get amazing feedback and literally it's zero risk. It's totally free. We put a lot of great stuff in there. So looking forward to talking with you in there and looking forward to hearing about how you're working on knowing your path, staying on the path, and getting back on the path. Take action. Good luck.